Hello, I'm Jan Weil, and I want to welcome you very warmly to my Christian online magazine, aclearpathtogod.com. Lovely to have you. I salute you for asking questions as to the validity or otherwise of praying with your heart. That's what I would do, and that's what I did do. When 38 years ago I found myself facing evil as well as the absence of God at the very same time, I had a lot of questions for the Lord, as you'll see if you read my memoir on the book page of this website. I needed to know that what was being offered me by a very holy, radiant with God woman who had dedicated her entire life to the Lord. I still needed to know, as much as I respected and honored her, whether this was the way to go. This praying with my heart was what the Lord wanted me to do. And in the midst of my being guided by this very holy woman, who was also a very humble woman and joyful and peaceful woman who radiated the love and peace and joy of Christ, she was a trained and highly experienced spiritual guide as well. At the time, I didn't know what spiritual guidance involved. So I had no idea of what the experience of being a guide was really all about. What happened was that as she introduced me to this way of praying with my heart, the Lord Himself answered my questions. And this is the thing about what I'm teaching you in these articles. I'm teaching you about a way to pray in which you yourself will meet one on one directly your teacher, that is the Lord Himself. From that point of view, you have no fear whatever that you will be misguided in any way by discovering how to pray with and from your heart. Everything that you do in life that's worthwhile costs you something. Taking good care of yourself costs you something. It's the same way with praying with your heart. Yes, it does require a little tiny leap of faith to begin with, but then you require a little tiny leap of faith to give your first school lesson, to examine your first medical patient, on and on. And so praying with your heart is no different. Exercise that little leap of faith, and you'll find that you'll never regret it. So have a look and look at the reasons. I've given several strong reasons for exploring this way of prayer. If you find that for any reason you're doubting its validity, give it up. The Lord is quite capable of understanding that it's not working for you and go with another form of prayer. The thing is to connect the Lord deeply. So always bear in mind that whenever I teach you, and whatever I teach you in these articles on this website, my one goal is not to teach something that I myself am advocating. Not at all. I wouldn't dare do that. What I am doing is showing you how to connect every day for a few minutes with the teacher himself. Your teacher, the Lord, who happens to be also your savior and your brother and your friend. So have a look at the reasons and give it a try. In life, you never know what you are missing or what you could be missing until you try it out. God bless.